Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good evening, everyone. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks Blog Talk Radio Show. I am super excited today because we have yet another guest with us, Sonya Jones. Sonya, you want to say hello to everybody?
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Prophetess, for letting me come on and kick it with y'all today.
Okay, I know, that's right. We are just, look, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, I'm just pretty laid back. You know, I just like talking about the Word of God. I mean, you know, sometimes when we get saved, we just get so closed up and crunched up and we can't even breathe ourselves. But the Bible tells us that the joy, that our joy is in God, you know. And I think about, in spite of everything that's going on in the world that we live in, the joy of the Lord is still our strength. And so I take it, you know, I take full opportunity to just worship God and just praise Him, and to just, you know, be happy in the Lord in spite of what's going on, you know, because I have some days where I need somebody to uplift me too. And so, you know, we never know. Somebody else may be listening or reading something that we wrote and that will encourage them and inspire them. And so today we're just going to talk about being a worshiper, being, you know, a vessel, being a tool. This is our second part, our second segment. We did another one last week with Prophet Ashley, and so I was super excited today. I was like, oh, I get to interview Sonya, because I remember when we were at the conference and I first heard you play, and I don't know, is that an electric piano? What is that? Is this like a keyboard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we were in Houston, yeah, that was a Roland, a digital piano.
Okay. I said, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I could have just stayed right there. I mean, just the music, it was just, you know, the atmosphere just set the tone, and it just was a place of worship. And, you know, so much happens in worship, and so I think people need to just really realize that so much can happen in the atmosphere of worship. So what I want to do is, for starters, I want you to just tell us a little bit about yourself, and as we go throughout the throughout this segment, you know, I'm just going to ask you a few questions that maybe help someone who may be listening, whether they're a praise and worship leader or whether they work in music. I'm just going to ask you just a few simple questions for you to share. And then I also, at the end, I want to give you an opportunity to put your information out there, how people can get linked up with you as well, because we all need to be linked up with folks, especially when it comes to how they can feed into our ministry to help us grow. And I love your podcast and things like that, and so I definitely want you to put that out there. So why don't you share a little some things about yourself so that the audience can kind of get to know you a little bit.
Sure. Again, my name is Sonya Jones. I live in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm a wife to Mariko Jones. I'm the mom to five knuckleheads. Macarius, Ladarius, Euro, Jyron, Tyler. And I'm also, by profession, I'm a music teacher, but now I'm a school administrator at one of the charter schools here in Memphis. But I also, first and foremost, is a lover of God. And
Amen.
God is my homie. He is my homie all through.
Yeah, I know that's right.
right. And so I guess my journey started in, well, I have to say, 2001. I was pregnant with Euro, and I was, you know, teaching music full time at a private school, and I just started, you know, playing piano for my church on the side. Just, you know, no big deal, just helping out, you know, giving my reasonable service, if you will. And next thing you know, it went from me playing at several churches to having a long tenure, almost a 10-year tenure at a church. And I grew from being a pianist to a minister of music. Of course, anybody that's in ministry knows that ministry can be quite challenging, but, you know, that's one of the ways that you can really connect with God is, you know, in your low place. And so, and that's how we grow. And because of that, fast forward to 2014, before that I was really seeking to know God in a new way. I was wanting more. I was asking a lot of questions, and God answered my prayer in 2014 when I went to the Kingdom Driven Entrepreneur Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. and the co-founders of that group, Shea Bynes and Antonina Gere. I joined
That's
that
awesome
group,
group
for the purpose. Yeah, it is. It's a very, very awesome group. And I joined that group initially because I knew God was, you know, pushing me towards, you know, entrepreneurship and marketing myself and my skills. And that's how I connected with now my spiritual parents, apostles Kevin and Candace Ford. And when I tell you, once I've joined that friendship, man, when Apostle Candace just prophesied to me and spoke over my life, and who would have thought that I would be where I am right now? And that's, you know, the blessing and the beauty of, you know, having spiritual parents and spiritual covering, because they are able to see and be yielded enough to see the God in you. And because of that, I was able to, you know, write my first book, Worship Builders. That was my first solo book. I co-written three other books just about life experiences, but my first worship book was Worship Builders, and I published that in 2014. And that was basically, you know, a word of encouragement for worship leaders and church musicians. And from that, in 2015, I started the Worship Builders podcast, where I began teaching about worship, teaching about music ministry leadership and business etiquette. And from there, I'm where I am now. I've written a second book called The Quiet Place, and that's a devotional. I guess if you want to compare it to Worship Builders, because a lot of people who weren't musicians were like, are you going to write a devotional? So The Quiet Place is actually kind of the layman's version of Worship Builders, if you want to kind of explain it like that. And The Quiet Place is basically my culmination of my experiences with God in my quiet time and what he revealed to me, and just my expression of, you know, revelation from my standpoint.
Amen. That's awesome. That's a whole lot of you, girl. And y'all, let me tell y'all who don't know her, when I met her, just listening to you, you know, but then when I met her, I was like, really? You know, this little tiny person, you know, but this little tiny person has a big heart and a big mouth when it comes to expressing how good God is. And so don't let the size fool you. I tell people that all the time, you know, don't let the size fool you, because, you know, it could be the smallest person with the loudest voice when it comes to worshiping God, you know, not loud over top of everybody else, but I'm telling you, you know, your word speaks volume. And then when you're playing, it's just the atmosphere, you know, that sex is just so amazing, in a place where, you know, God just comes in and he just dwells in. One of the things I wanted to talk about is, you know, with praise and worship, you know, sometimes people, they're so quiet, you know, and I know it's a time when we're in worship, but then I know it's a time when we're in praise. And then, you know, some people are so quiet that, you know, and even set back in time, because, you know, I hear people still say, why you have to be so loud in church or things like that, you know. But I'm looking at Psalms 150, and I love that when it says to praise him with everything, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, you know. I mean, it didn't say anything about being quiet. Now, I understand, you know, when you're at that time of worship, you know what I mean, it's just you and God. You know, even when you're in the atmosphere with other people, you're still worshiping, you know, and people worship in their own way. But when I hear people say things like, you know, you should be quiet, well, how can you possibly be quiet when the Bible tells us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord? The Bible also tells us, you know, as I said in Psalms 150, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So give me some insight on that, especially as, you know, being, first of all, a worshiper, a praiser yourself, and then being one over the music. You know, how do you guys deal with that? I ask that because my son, both of my sons are musicians, and they're drummers.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, at times they're at that place where, well, I know when they are worshiping in that worship mode, because the music is like it's soft, but it's powerful, if that makes sense. It's soft, it's powerful, but it's like the atmosphere is set and you're just worshiping. You know, you're just calling on, you just telling God who he is, and you're just worshiping, you know, honoring him and adoring him. And then when they get to that praise part, you know, the music picks up a little bit, and you know what I mean? And you're still in that same atmosphere. So how do you view that when you hear people say, when you praise God, you know, it don't take all that noise. And because I'm not the one to tell people how to praise God. Because I can't, you know, everybody has come out of something. You know, your praise may not be like my praise, and my praise may not be like your praise, but it's praise. Right. And as long as we are praising God, we are being obedient, because the word of God says to let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So give me some feedback on that.
Sure. Actually, in my book, I talk about the difference between praise and worship, and especially kind of my view of that, because as a musician, I basically interpreted praise and worship as praise being the fast song and worship being the slow song. But I was far from it. I was far from the understanding of what praise and worship was. And as I continued to, you know, seek God and to really understand what this whole worship thing was about, and to kind of explain it to me, it's like with praise, is to praise is to know of God, but to worship is to know him. And I give you an example.
Yeah.
Anybody can have an understanding of my mom because of me, of my stories about my mom. I can tell you all the time that, you know, she's super lively, she's funny as all get out. But it's so much, it's a totally different perspective when you actually sit with her and be around her and be in her presence.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
You know, and so when you think about praise and worship, one of the most profound explanations that I've heard about, and I put it in the book, is praise is the opening and worship is the entering, meaning that with praise, that's kind of like the outward expression of what God has done for you. But as you continue with that praise, eventually you're going to enter into a realm of intimacy with the Father.
Yeah.
You know?
That's good.
And that's where, from there, I mean, you are totally undone. Everything that, you know, that was hindering you, that was, you know, that's why I was like, that opening kind of prepares you as you're entering towards, you know, the throne room, if you will. It's like you're just peeling off layers. You're taking off clothes. And then as soon as you get to the feet of the master, you are naked.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And by that time, you know, everything, nothing else matters, because it's just you and him, and you're ready to receive whatever he has for you.
Ooh,
at that time.
That's good. That's some good stuff, girl. Yes. You're going to get me over here praising and worshiping right on this line. I don't have no problem doing it either. So, but
I know you don't.
But, you know, as you were talking, and, you know, that's amazing. That is so awesome. And, you know, and I agree with you 100%. That is so true. I started thinking as you were talking, and the Lord was just revealing to me how, you know, when we pray, you know, we're praying and we're in the outer court, and then, you know, we move into the inner court, and then we go on behind the veil. You know, some people, they rush it, and, you know, and before you know it, they think they're in, you know, they think they're in the inner court or behind the veil when they're really still in the outer court. And so it's like a process, you know, it's like a process that we build on. And so that's what the Lord was showing me as you were talking. That is so amazing. One of the things I also I shared this last week as well. I also, you know, sometimes when we're doing our worship service, you know, and not just in churches, but in conferences and events and things like that, you know, sometimes when the Spirit of God, when the Spirit of God is moving, you know, I'm real funny about this. When the Spirit of God is moving, you know, I think we have to be more careful and more in tune with what the Spirit of God is doing during that time, because sometimes we want to cut it off and hurry up and move to the next thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And what we have to understand, you know, and what we have to understand is this. Miracles take place in the atmosphere of praise and worship. And so when we are, and when you see things like when you see events happening and or even the church services, you say, okay, praise and worship is this time for that time. But then, when God starts working and people start getting their healing and deliverance and chains starts breaking off, what sense does that make, for us to just automatically stop? That right there can hinder a person, when that happens. And so I believe, we as people, as the people of God, need to really be in tune to what's happening in the atmosphere. What is God doing in the atmosphere, before we try to jump to something else? And would you agree with me on that? Do you have something you want to add to that?
Oh, sure. Especially, I can definitely talk about that from a musician standpoint. And one of the things that I've noticed as well, and I hate to sound like an old fogey when I say it, is because a lot of our musicians are so caught up with, the praise breaks and how many likes you can get on YouTube and the different runs and the riffs that you can play, and have no concept of flow. And what I mean by flow is, just like you said, Prophet Carolyn, how the Holy Spirit is moving, and once, he comes in to do his thing, you really have to have an ear and to be sensitive to the flow. And a lot of times, just like you said, sometimes we can be caught up in religion and so program-centered, and especially for the musician. And I've seen this a lot of times. When we're in flow mode and you can see the Spirit of God moving, there's nothing wrong with you playing the same song possibly for 2 hours. That's what we did in Houston. When the Spirit was there, we kept that same sound because that's the sound that the Holy Spirit is using to move and do what he's doing. So I'll say that to musicians, don't get caught up and feel like, the deacons are looking at you upside your head because you're playing the same song for 2 hours.
And that
has been. The Spirit do what he's going to do. Oh, yeah.
Right.
just like I said, because I've seen it plenty of times that, and then another thing that musicians do, because they're so antsy, they'll start kind of playing little bits and pieces of stuff and interrupting the flow, and some ministers will catch it and say, no, stay there,
Right.
And you can't get offended by that. You just have to make sure that you're sensitive to know what's going on in the house.
Right. Exactly. That is wonderful. Yeah, I'm really, that right there is a pet peeve of mine, because I really, I have received a lot of chains that broke off this sister right here during those times of praise and worship. And so I put myself, in someone else's position. They may need some stuff broken off them too. I don't want to leave there feeling like, ooh, the presence of God just fell. I felt it. But the next person that was standing right beside me, they missed it because we cut it off,
Right.
And so, again, we really have to be really sensitive to what is happening in the atmosphere. We have to really be sensitive to the flow of the Holy Spirit. And I agree with, all of this, that fast praise, I've seen sometimes where the musicians start doing that fast praise right after a beautiful praise and worship song, and they throw that fast praise in there, and my pastor quickly say, no, go stay right there, go back, and we have to do that. We have to do that, and I love how you said we cannot get offended, because sometimes that does happen, but at that time, we have to remember that we are musicians, we are vessels, and it's not about us, it's about God, and we know when God loves that sound, we know when he loves that particular sound, just like you were talking about in Houston when you guys stayed there. That was awesome. I'm glad you guys did stay there, because that was a powerful move of God in itself, and no one had really said a word. It was just the music flowing. And so that was the power of God moving himself. I know I'm raising both of my hands because I had some stuff break off me down there too, right in that atmosphere. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, I want to – it can happen to those who are open. I want you to now share with the people how they can get in contact with you. One of the things I do want to ask you, do you go to, like, if someone wanted you to come to their ministry or to the organization, or just, I want you to come and teach those who are in music or, you know, interested in music or who are worship praise and worship leaders or just leaders in the music industry. Do you come, you know, to events like that to, like, maybe teach and give? And if you do that, let them know how they can get in touch with you and also how to get connected with you on social media.
Sure. I definitely am available for workshops. I've taught, you know, worship builders last year in the Sunday school class in one of the churches here in Memphis, and it was a great, great turnout. And what I've discovered is that a lot of music ministries are in dire need of, they want to be taught, you know, instead of just, you know, choir rehearsing and learning new songs does not, you know, all the time minister to the music ministry.
Yeah.
They need to be edified mm-hmm. with the word of God.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, I just bless God for giving me the opportunity to do that. But if anybody wants to connect with me, feel free to go to my website. That's www.sonja, S-O-N-J-A, the letter R, Jones.com. And from there, you will find all of my books. You can click on the contact page for booking requests, and as well as the Worship Builders podcast, which airs every Monday. As a matter of fact, today I'm starting a new series called Music Ministry 101, where we're talking about mm-hmm. The structure of music ministry leadership, and then next week we'll talk about the administrative task of the music ministry. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm on Periscope as well, SR
okay.
Jones 14. You can
yes,
catch
you
me
are.
There. I'm going to try to be a little bit more, you know, more present on my Periscope broadcast. But like I said, I'm
I understand. Me too, Sonja.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You know, but you know, really, really with so much going on, and then, you know, when we start doing the new stuff, it's like we really have to plan a time, or just, you know, this week, I really, what I do is I just listen to God. When he said jump on there, I jump on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I do. There's some listeners that I have been listening to, but you know, everything is a process. So when we're talking about doing that Periscope thing, you know, everything is a process, and it'll all come together. I mean, look how your ministry has come together all this far. You know what I mean? And so that Periscope thing, girl, that thing gonna come on right on together. You're gonna be right on there, and I'm gonna be right there watching you. But I want to thank you for joining in on tonight. Today I always enjoy talking to you, even the smallest times we talk, you know, from the events that we've been to, you know, even those short little time periods, I've enjoyed being in your presence. You are such a sweet person, and I just want to tell you that you are a very sweet person, and I see the love of God, you know, in you, and you show it outwardly, and I definitely love that, and I love how free you are, because when we were down there, you were just talking and just laughing, and I really love that, because people need to know, just because we are saved, you know, that doesn't mean we can't laugh and you know, and have fun and enjoy our life. And so I really thank you for being who God called you to be in such a unique way, because people need to see that, okay?
Amen.
So,
amen. Bless you.
I want to thank you, and God bless you too, sweetheart, and I want to thank you again for being on. I'm going to pray us out and pray over you. Father,
sure.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time, Lord God. We thank you for Minister Sonja. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless her and overflow in a mighty way, that everything her hand touches, Father God, that you have assigned to her will prosper. We thank you for all her supporters that called in on the line today. God bless them for being so obedient and supportive to her. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you are doing in this hour, and we decree and we declare, Father God, that all things are going to work for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. In Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, we thank you for your awesome presence on the line today. Amen and amen. All right. Thank
amen.
You guys for joining in. Sonja, we love you. Don't forget to get connected with her, guys. We'll see you next Monday, Block Talk Radio, with His Heart Speaks with Prophetess Carolyn. I love you guys, and you be blessed. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.